The Power of Money, Freedom of Choice. World War II. The men came home from war and wanted more than anything to have normalcy in their lives. Normal meant getting a stable job, getting married to Betty Sue, and having babies. The fact that many of the Betty Sues had worked in airplane factories, pumped gas, and in short filled the voids left by the men at war, meant nothing. They melted back into the traditional role of the married woman and passed much of their well-deserved autonomy back. Next came the little baby boomers, who were given absolutely everything to make up for what the war generation had missed out on. Sure, bras were burned in protest of inequality. Many more than in prior generations took and kept their positions of independence. But after a while, even some of those folded into the only pattern they had ever seen, that of their mothers who ran the home, but turned income generation to their husbands. These women relinquished their own financial ambitions while becoming part of the new normal, the choice seekers. Sometimes things start getting old. The values and interests that were shared or ignored when the relationship was fresh can become irritants after 30 years of marriage. The glue that comes from raising children weakens as those same children reach their own age of independence. In the past year, I've had at least 10 women talk to me excitedly about how they see spending their second adulthood, the years from about age 55 to 75. The one question that always comes up is, do I see myself going on this new adventure alone or with my husband in tow? The power of money equals the power of choice. About half of the women had developed no financial activity and hence had little option other than asking their husbands to fund it. A couple of women started businesses up immediately but knew it would take time to reach momentum. Others had already reactivated skills they had earlier or learned new ones and were well on their way to self-sufficiency. They had joined their sisters who had been forced by divorce or widowhood to take the reins of their financial lives. The beauty of choice. The fact that a woman has the ability to strike out on her own does not mean that she will. This, even though it would free her of what she sees as the weight of a spouse with whom she struggles to find a common subject to talk about. Words like loyalty, gratitude, concern, and so many others come up. As she does a deep analysis of the relationship to determine her path forward, what gives her the greatest satisfaction is knowing that she has a choice. Whatever her decision, making it without financial constraints validates that decision. As you make decisions in your life, do you know your decisions are unfettered by financial limitations? Whether it's a later life decision that's coming up soon, or in 20 years, will you have a real choice? Let us know in the comment section below if you think it's important for women to maintain or create for themselves the power of full choice.